Cyclone Insider, all brought to you by Legends in Marshalltown. The Cyclone scored a big win on the road in conference play, 68-59. Before the game even started, John, I was shocked to find out Cincinnati was a 1.5-point favorite, just because I feel like Iowa State's defense, no matter what, I know 1.5 is a low spread, but it always keeps them in the game. Top 10, they delivered, though. They went out and handled the job on the road.
They did. It's their third road win in the last couple of weeks, you know, against good opponents, TCU, Texas, and now Cincinnati. And Cincinnati was a team that I think maybe the reason that number was where it was, I think that, you know, people understood that there was a real sense of urgency for Cincinnati. They had a two-game homestand with Houston and Iowa State that was really going to kind of define their season because they were right on the NCAA tournament bubble. They've had some great wins. They won at BYU. They had some really good wins on the road. One at Texas Tech, they're the only team to win there. And so, you know, they had a real desperation about them to protect their home floor in these two games. They lost to Houston, so they were even more desperate to really try to get a landmark home win against a top-10 team on Tuesday night. And so they were ready to play. But, you know, Iowa State, it's so hard to mimic what they do defensively, and they came out and pounced on Cincinnati and forced a bunch of turnovers. And I think by the time teams react to that, sometimes they're in a pretty deep hole, and it's hard for them to come back. And this Iowa State team has shown that they're always ready to go at the start of games, and they were again on Tuesday night for sure.
Got two more games coming up in just the next couple of days, hosting Texas Tech on a Saturday, and then the big top 10 matchup against Houston.
Yeah, two really tough opponents. You know, Texas Tech's only a game out of first in the Big 12. They're right behind Houston and Iowa State. And they've been playing great. Pop Isaacs is a really good scoring guard. And, you know, they're going to come in here really excited about their opportunity to get a great win. So that'll be a terrific game on Saturday morning. We're going to tip it at 11 a.m., which is good in one regard because Iowa State then gets a little bit of rest before they go and play quickly on Monday night at Houston, which is the probably, other than Hilton Coliseum, the toughest place to play in the Big 12. Houston is undefeated at home this season. Kelvin Sampson's a terrific coach, and they play a very similar style to Iowa State. Now, Iowa State got them in Ames with that same formula, get out 14-0 and then just hang on for dear life, you know, and make enough shots down the stretch to be able to win it. But that was a great win for Iowa State earlier this season, and I'm sure it's fresh on the minds of those Houston players. They're going to want retaliation down on their home floor. So it's going to be a really fun week to see what Iowa State can do as it measures itself against two of the better teams in the league.
Yeah, that is for sure. Since that game against Houston and Iowa State, I have seen – I don't know if I've ever seen Kelvin Sampson so fired up through the entire season. I think he even got ejected from a game or at least got teed up in a few more games possibly. But I know he's been pretty fired up since that point. It seems like it's all kind of brewing up to the Big 12 you know, tournament in Kansas City, where every year it seems like it's this way. But John, what do you think? Do you feel like this is another year where even if you win the regular season title, you're really going to have to go out and earn that postseason title as well?
Yeah, it's rare when the regular season Big 12 champion also wins the conference tournament championship. It doesn't happen very often. And this league's so competitive that you're not surprised by that, you know, and it's going to be a terrific Big 12 tournament. I think one of the things for Iowa State is you definitely want to finish in the top four because if you can do that, you don't have to play till Thursday because the tournament's going to start Tuesday with some playing games. There's going to be a whole round of games on Wednesday. And then quarterfinals start on Thursday. You'd love to be in a position where your first game is on Thursday and you only have to win three games in 3 days to do it as opposed to 4 and 4 days or 5 and 5 days. And so from an Iowa State perspective, they're in great shape right now to get into that top four. In fact, they're in the top two right now. They're tied for first place in the league with Houston, and they'd love to stay there.
Yeah, looking forward to the game this Saturday. You can catch it here on Kicks 101.1. 11 o'clock is tip-off. Thanks for the time this morning, John.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.